The following broadcast is brought to you by the friends and partners of Revival Ministries International.
Okay, go with me to the book of Acts, if you would please. Acts and chapter 28. This whole series that I started last Sunday morning and did Sunday night, which I'll continue tonight, is dealing with the supernatural church, which my burden in America is the church, because personally, I don't think in many instances the church is ready. And we travel, we see what's going on. People have not prepared their people. People don't know how to pray. They don't know how to believe God. They don't know how to trust God. And that concerns me. Because when troubles come, then people go crazy. I mean, you look what happens at a Black Friday sale where nice choir members knock each other out to get a $100 VTR machine or whatever, you know, some electronic machinery. And they singing hallelujah in the choir, but they're punching people out. Nice choir people. Nice church people. Don't stare at me like you were one of them that did that, but I'm concerned. I get very concerned for the church. Because I feel like pastors do not prepare the people. But one thing I know, that God's not going to hold me responsible one day because you didn't tell the people. We tell you everything here, and we show you how to pray, believe God. This next Friday, Friday night's going to be the first night of prayer and praise. We're going to press in. We're going to be pushing in about some things. So come ready, write it all down, make your list, make it twice, and you can finish the rhyme. But we believe in God for big things in March. Can you say amen? So let's look at verse 1 of 28. And of course, I'm continuing along the lines of provision. Now watch this. After we were safe on the island, we knew and recognized that it was called Malta. And the natives showed us unusual and remarkable kindness. Now, there's many people go out and all they expect is hostility, but I'll tell you, wherever you go, even this week, you can expect kindness. People even said this to me last week, said the favor that was showed towards you, because I actually go looking, believing God for favor. Wherever you go, tomorrow, throughout the day, what are you expecting? Are you expecting opposition? I mean, the opposition will come, but you are expecting the favor of God. Amen. See, the favor of God will carry you where your money can't take you. You'll have doors where millionaires or billionaires can't get in. You'll get in. You'll get into places. Your gift will make way for you and take you before great people and kings. Can you say amen? Amen. So they showed them remarkable kindness, for they kindled the fire, welcomed and received us all, since it had begun to rain and was cold. Now Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and he was laying them on the fire when a viper crawled out because of the heat and fastened itself on him. And when the natives saw the little animal hanging from his hand, they said to one another, "Doubtless this man is a murderer, for though he had been saved from the sea, justice, the goddess of avenging, has not permitted that he should live." But Paul simply shook off the small creature into the fire and suffered no evil effects. So that tells me that God protects you, but not only is there favor, but there is protection, which, you know, we talked about last Sunday night, Psalm 91. Say this of me, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So that means God will protect you from all harm and from all evil. And he goes before you. You'll not fear for the arrow that flies in the day or destruction that comes in the noonday or the pestilence or the plagues that stalk. You shall not fear. You shall not fear, for the Lord shall go before you. Amen. So it says, however, they were waiting, expecting him to swell up or suddenly drop dead. But when they watched him a long time, they saw nothing fatal or harmful come to him. They changed their minds and kept saying over and over that he was a god. In the vicinity of the place, there were estates, it was say estates, belonging to the headman of the island named Publius, who accepted and welcomed them and entertained us with hearty hospitality for 3 days. Isn't that awesome? And it happened that the father, Publius, was sick in bed with reoccurring attacks of fever. So you don't meet people that have fever, and God's going to use you to break that thing. He had fever and dysentery, and Paul went to see him, and after praying and laying his hands on him, he healed him. And after this occurred, the other people on the island who had diseases kept coming and were cured. That's what happened to you, right, as the Catholic Church emptied out and they came and lined up. People wanted prayer. And the Bible says they showed us every respect and presented many gifts to us, honoring us with many honors. And when we sailed, they provided and put on board the ship everything we needed. It was after 3 months' stay there that we set sail. So here's what's so phenomenal. Okay, so they shipwrecked. I mean, when you're shipwrecked, you have nothing. You know, you've lost even your boat. You think about it. And you come on this island, and here God supernaturally provides and makes a way. That's why I try to tell people, you know, when God sends you, it doesn't mean say you're going to go with millions in the bank. You go with the word of the Lord. You arrive at the airport, they took away all your provisions, but it didn't really matter because God supernaturally provided. Okay, not only did he supernaturally provide, then the favor comes from the mayor. Then they open up for future things to come back. Are you with me? And you have to understand, when we attach what we're doing to eternity, and I try to tell everybody, business people, people in government, people, whatever realm you find yourself in, don't just get stuck in your mindset that I'm in a mundane thing and what I have to do has got nothing to do with the kingdom of heaven. But when you make everything you're doing in your daily life about souls and about the harvest and about the king's business, are you with me? Then something amazing happens. God goes before you and makes a way for you. And the favor of the Lord is upon your life. And it doesn't matter. Somebody says, yeah, but they're trying to curse me. There's not enough devils that can curse you. And even if something came out and bit you, you know what you're going to do to it? You'll do this. You'll just shake it off. Maybe you feel like you've been bitten. Maybe you got bit this last week. Why don't you just shake it off right now? Just do that. Shake it into the fire. Come on, just shake it. Come on, shake it. Shake it right now. Some of you look like you got bit on both hands. Lord have mercy. You've been in real trouble. Yeah, just shake it off. Just shake it off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No harm. No harm. No harm. But not only no harm, provision, blessing, favor. Favor where people will come out of their way and say, how can I help? How can I help you? I want to be a part. This is something that has been remarkable about the ministry that the Lord's entrusted to us. And I've had many people come around us over the years and seasoned ministers, seasoned men and women of God. And they just have said to me many times, Rodney, the favor that you guys have. Like even going into a city, they'll say, we've never seen this many pastors come together. Or they say, this is a first for this city. Which I didn't even thought that we would be able to bring pastors together like that. But I'm talking about from diverse denominations. I mean, you've got Salvation Army, all the way to a Catholic priest, to Seventh-day Adventurer, Church of Oh My God, you know, Somebody says, oh my God, Baptist, Methodist, and some just live on a farm. Every diverse person comes. And we found that in 85 countries of the world, there's not been one place that we didn't go that we found, that we didn't find favor. Not one place. There was not one place that we left and said, yeah, we were treated terribly. Those people weren't even kind. I had ministers do that. I had ministers treat us terribly and weren't kind and rude. But the people were amazing. Every place. So I want you this month of March to not only expect provision every day, but to expect favor every day. Amen. Supernatural favor. I see it coming on your heads right now. The favor that shall be upon you shall be crazy favor, so much so that people will think that the Lord loves you more than anybody else. And you'll say, no, he doesn't just love me, he loves you too. And they say, no, and you'll say, come, let me show you. You can step into this. You can step into it. It's just an attitude of your heart. As you make the changes, you make the adjustment. You see, whatever you step out of your house on a daily basis to do, expecting, shall be your portion. So I don't expect to leave the house and be struck by lightning at 10 o'clock in the morning. I don't expect a calamity by 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I remember we first went to Los Angeles back in 1988, back in the last century. And the pastor picked me up from the airport. And he said, God's going to really move. He said, I had a wreck on the way here. And I thought, well, I mean, if you could have been killed, we could have had a revival. You know what I mean? No, what I'm saying is he was basing the move of God on the fact that he had a wreck. We're going to have a great, this is going to be a great revival because I had a wreck. I thought, so calamity is your thermometer? Hello. Why is it that people use calamity or terrible things to be the thermometer to whether God's going to bless you or not? You don't have to have a car wreck. I tell you, the Lord must be beginning to do something, because before God does something, the devil always comes. And so that's a sign that God's going to really move, except tomorrow they got another calamity. And the next week they have another calamity. And they go from calamity to calamity. And God hasn't called you to go from calamity to calamity. He's called you to go from glory unto glory. I'm not saying calamity can't come or problems can't come, but you can't live in that. No one was designed to live. I mean, you know, even a hurricane passes. Hurricane comes by, it's a couple of days and it's through. You can't imagine if a hurricane came and sat over Tampa for 5 months. You can understand, you know. But I meet Christians all the time. How you doing, brother? I tell you, the storm's got even worse. It's even worse than anything I've ever seen. And then when you begin to investigate it, you begin to find out that they actually are the cause of the storm. And you try to tell them how to get out of it. No, they know everything. So you just have to leave and walk away. Okay, when you do need help, come back. We'll try to help you. We can get you out of this. You know, no, the Lord's just doing it. God's just teaching me a lesson. And the Lord, he'll make it right in his time. I say, well, now is the time. No, God told me it'll be a special time when the planets line up, when Jupiter lines with Mars, and when my dog reaches a certain age and my parrot sings the Star Spangled Banner, that will be a sign. No, you won't believe it. I meet many people. They always got all of these things that are going to happen before they can have their breakthrough. But the Bible says now is the time of salvation. Now is the time of deliverance. Yes. Now the Lord knows, God knows in his time. Okay, then I'm talking to the wrong person then. Sorry. So sorry for bringing that up. One guy, you know, this last week grabbed me and said, you know, the older people, he said his wife's dying, she's not doing well. I said, well, get her to healing school. He said, well, God does have other ways of getting people healed. I said, yeah, but none of them have worked for you, have they? So can you get her to Tampa, get her to heal? Well, she can't really travel. She shouldn't, I said, she's not traveling anywhere. But get her to Tampa, we'll get her healed. I said, unless you really wanted to die so you can marry a younger woman. He looked at me, he said, why would you say that? I said, because I meet preachers that praying that that happens. And I said, you don't really seem that hungry and desperate to get your wife healed. Get your wife to healing school and stop arguing with me. You know what I mean? Well, God does have other ways. Well, have you tried them? Yeah. Well, they haven't really worked for you, have they? Don't waste my time. As the air sucks out of the room. No, these are not pastoral bedside manners that we teach here at the River Bible Institute. Are you with me? How to win friends and influence people is not one of the courses that we teach. Favor.
Yes.
Favor will take you where money can't. That's why you'll be able to go anywhere just like you are right now, just with what you have right now, and go anywhere and it opens up to you. 3 months from now, there's no telling what will happen. And when you leave, you'll have a new boat and everything will be on the supplies that you need to launch out back. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And you're saying, truly, the favor of God was there in every way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many are expecting favor in March? There'll be some of you that will see the benefit of favor before the sun sets today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How about 3 o'clock this afternoon? See, all just depends on what you're connecting your faith to. Because here's the problem. So people read the Bible, they go, well, that's great. That was Paul. And then they always say, well, I'm just like old Job. Yeah, they do. I'm just like old Job. I'll tell you right now, you're not like old Job. Job's problem only lasted 9 months. He lived like 230 years. Are you with me? And yes, he lost everything he had, but when he prayed, God gave him twice what he had. So he lost everything. 9 months later, he had twice. And you ask some people, so how long have you been in this thing? 30 years, I've been like old Job. No, you ain't like old Job. Because if you're like Job, you should have twice as much when you finish than what you started. Amen. So get rid of that talk. That's a lie from hell. That's religion. I'm just like old Job. And his wife, Jobet. Please, that's not a kid's name. Do not call your child. I don't want to dedicate a baby here by the name of Jobet. And I said, where do you get that from? Pastor, you mentioned, do not call your child your best. Okay? Be nice to your daughter. Kid grows up, Jobet, where did that come from? I don't know, my crazy father was in a meeting with Right now, Brown, and he mentioned it. It's a bad name, Jobet. And you're not like Job. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Favor.
Supernatural favor.
So you wake up in the morning with an expectation. Yes, anything can go wrong. We understand that. Anything that can go wrong in a day can go wrong. But you're not waking up expecting things to go wrong. You're ready for it. Are you with me? You're ready for anything. You can move with whatever needs to move. And if something does happen, you know how to navigate that. Like if the serpent comes and bites you, you know what to do. You don't quickly rush to the emergency room in that context and, oh my God, you know, you just shake it off and carry on. So many things can come, unexpected things can come, but the favor of heaven shall be upon your life. That serpent did not bite him to destroy his life. That serpent, when it bit him, obviously the enemy would like to take him out, but God uses his son and a wonder to where they realize there's something different about this person. And that's what they're going to see upon your life. They're going to see the favor of God upon you. Even you, even the young people here today, even the young ones, they're going to see favor upon your children, upon your kids. Some of the kids will walk in greater favor than people 30 years old, 35 years old, 40 years old. Some of the teenagers, you'll be walking in crazy favor, crazy blessing. Hallelujah. You don't have to wait till you get old to do this. You can grab a hold of it now. Supernatural favor is your portion. You grab the hold of that. How old are you? 6 years old. Favor, my friend, on you. Yeah. Supernatural favor on your life. At six. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, don't get mad when your children start rebuking you. Don't get mad when your kids, they're sitting in the car and you've been talking nonsense and the kid pipes up and said, excuse me. We have favor. Don't tell them to shut up. Just say, yes, son, you're right. Sorry, daddy was talking nonsense. Sorry, mommy was talking rubbish for a moment there. Are you with me? Hallelujah. I can't remember how old Kenneth was, probably what, 7, 8 years old, when he went and stayed with these pastors, and they were in this little 1,200 square foot house. And they were pastoring this church, and my son just walks in, he goes, no, no. How old were you? Do you remember? 6 or 7. He says, this is not even right. We're going to pray. This is Kenneth. God's going to give you a house. Okay. No, no. He says, you can't live like this. It's a little 1,200 square foot house. They got kids, whatever. People are rattling around there. I think maybe one bedroom, people sleeping on pull-out beds, Murphy bed, whatever. Pastor of a church. Kenneth grabs a hand. They told me later, said, your son come, he grabbed our hand, and he prayed over us. The next week, a lady gave him a 4,600 square foot house in the middle of a gated community. And when people heard about that, they went, can your son pray for me, please? I'd like, can I get Kenneth to pray for me, please? Once kids grab a hold of this, it opens up a whole new vista for them. Favor, favor, favor upon your life. Favor upon your life this next week. Favor for the month of March. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel that so strong right now. Gloria a Dios. I've set before you an open door that no man can shut. Favor means promotion in your job when others are being laid off. Favor means you elevated amongst the ranks of where you find yourself, because when you open your mouth, wisdom comes forth and God gives you solutions to perplexing problems that other people do not have the answers to. But when you open your mouth, not that you even had the solution, but as you were standing there, as the problem was brought up, out of your belly, the solution came and it shocked you and shocked them. But because of that, favor was right there and God make a way. God raises you up into places. There's places you're working at, you'll end up being the owner of the place. I'm telling you, God, this is what the Lord does. There'll be promotion upon you. The favor of God, of course, the anointing of the Lord upon you, increase you to where you do the work of three people. And then they find out, this person really should be in management. This person really should run a whole division. And I'm not talking about 3 years or 10 years or 20 years where they give you a gold wash when you retire. I'm talking about 3 months. I'm talking about like crazy favor stuff. Crazy favor stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. Expect that upon your life even right now. En el nombre de Jesús. The favor of heaven upon your life. Now, we would see that upon our children's lives, because they would go through cycles. The one would grab a hold of blessing and giving, and they would begin to give. Well, we'd be traveling, and somebody said, I want you to give this to, and they would name the child. It was not the other two that weren't giving. It was the one that was giving. And then 8 months later, the other kid would grab a hold of it, and people would come up, I want this to go to that kid. It was not for all three. You understand what I'm saying? So God even knows how to find out where the favor needs to go. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. 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 The place you work will be blessed just because you're there. Amen. The place that you find yourself, even the apartment complex that you find yourself in, it won't have the high crime. Crime will be shut down just because you live there. You live in that place. Your house of joy shall be a house of joy. It shall be a place of provision. It'll be a place where people come that are looking for answers to problems. You'll never find yourself on the back foot. You'll always find yourself moving forward in what God has because of favor. Supernatural. In actual fact, the best way to call it is call it great grace. Great grace. Great grace. Great grace. Falling all over this room right now. Let me just say this, then we're going to pray. One of the things that even this week that I stood with my jaw dropped open because I met people that come from other realms, other ranks, other places. And when I see what God's doing through them, I mean, they were shocked what was happening with us, but I was equally shocked by what was happening with them. Next Sunday, I will tell you the remarkable story behind what we will show you next Sunday. It is shocking what I'm about to show you. And all you can see is the hand of God and the grace of God to bring people together at the right time, the right place, for the purpose of what God is about to do. And I can't tell you anymore. Great grace. Great grace. Favor. Favor. You don't have to earn it. You can't buy it. It's free. It's free. It's free. It's free. It's free. And while we're on it, I just want to say this. You're not going to have to go and try to find people. They're going to follow you because of the favor on your life. They'll come hunt you down. Yeah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Boy, I tell you, the anointing's so strong here right now. If you don't grab a hold of this, I don't know what we're going to do. Great grace. Great grace. Great grace. Great grace. Great grace. Favor. Favor. Somebody said, Pastor, right now looks like a disgrace. I don't care. Go talk to Pastor Tony and Karen when they came here. You heard. It was a disgrace. But now it's great grace. It's great grace. You might come in here one way, but you're going to leave another way. Favor. Supernatural favor. I want everybody just to bow your heads, if you would, please, across this place, because everything begins with a changed heart, where you surrender. It's time you come to the end of yourself and you say, I'm stopped trying to do this my way, and I'm going to give up my way for His way. I'm going to surrender to Jesus today, and I'm going to give Him every area of my life. If you've come into this room today and you say, Pastor, I don't even know what will happen to me if I die today. I don't know where I'm going. But today I want to make Jesus my Lord and Savior. If you will surrender to Him today, He will come and He will save you. What would happen if today was your last day on the earth and you went home, put your head on your pillow in the middle of the night, you breathed out your last breath, where would you go? I want you to know there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. You don't have to go to devil's hell because 2,000 years ago on Calvary's cross, the price was paid and the blood was shed. And just like that old song said, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stain. Today, the power of sin will be broken. The power of guilt and shame will be removed from your life. You might have come in your one way, but you'll leave another way. Today, He calls you. Will you surrender? Will you surrender? Will you say, Jesus, come be my Lord and Savior? Maybe you've come to this place and you gave your life to the Lord, but you've grown cold. You're not serving God like you should. Could be something that's hidden that no one knows. Pride, unforgiveness, bitterness, jealousy, anger, lust, hidden things. But today He will take them out. Maybe it's something outward that everyone knows and you feel terrible about it. But today you say, I'm going to come. I'm going to have a new beginning today. I'm going to surrender my life afresh to Him today. God is a God of a new beginning. Maybe it's a storm that came against your life, a sudden divorce, a bankruptcy, the loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, the betrayal of a close friend, the loss of a job. Something happened that rocked your world. Come, come back. Come and surrender to Him. And then lastly, if you're in this place, you love the Lord, but you're not sure The devil's always lying to you, telling you that you're not saved, but today you want to make sure that Jesus is your Lord and Savior. You don't have that assurance, but you want to know today. If this is you right now, right where you are, quickly slip your hand up and say, pray for me. I need Jesus. All across the building, just raise your hand up and say, pray for me. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Raise up high and say, yes, I need Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Don't wait for others. Don't wait for others. Slip it up high. He's calling you today. Today's your day of freedom and deliverance. Once you've raised, you can put it down. I want you to look at me right now quickly in this section here. If you did not raise your hand, but you want to be included in the prayer I'm going to pray right now, quickly put your hand up and say, include me. Thank you. Yes. This section here, you didn't raise your hand, but want to be included, quickly slip your hand up. Yes, I've seen your hand already. Anybody else? Raise up high and say, yes, Lord. Yes. God bless you. God bless you. Anybody else? This section here, you didn't raise your hand, but want to be included. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. For those on the Lifestyle Channel, there's a number on the screen. You can call the number. People standing by to pray with you and for you. For the rest on all the other feeds, you'll still be with us, so you'll be able to close out and have communion with us. We just had a lot of things to do today, and we've run out of the time. But call that number. Somebody's ready to pray with you as you accept Christ today. Very important. If you're anywhere in the Tampa, Florida area, come and be with us here at the river Sunday morning, the main event. Or come tonight, 7 o'clock. I'm going to talk about the coronavirus. Facts and the lies, and then it's going to be awesome. We're continuing on the supernatural church, and then next Sunday is going to be epic. I can tell you right now. Love you. I want every person that raised your hand to stand, please, all across the room. Everyone that raised your hand, stand to your feet quickly. Don't wait on anybody else. Stand. Stand right now, all across the room, quickly. Today is your day. I want you to come from where you are and come stand around the altar. We're going to pray. Ushers, if you'd help them, come. Help them. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided, put him right in the middle. Come, God. No turning back. No turning back. The cross before me. The world behind me. The cross before me. The world behind me. The cross before me. The world behind me. No turning back.
No turning back.
No turning back.
No turning back.
Let me just say this to all the HOJ's Houses of Joy. It's your job now to start loading the buses. And we've moved everything to another dimension. We have 110 homes across the city, across the region. And it's your jobs to pack the buses. We used to do the outreach, inreach, and we're not doing that anymore. It's up to the home groups to begin to produce. And that's just the phase the church has moved into. This is very important. And then all of you to bring the lost. You know? I know how to fill this place for sinners, because that's what I do. But the Lord told me, he said to me, he said, you have to let the church start doing it now. For years we've done it, but it's time for the church to begin to produce. Are you with me? So this is organic, but it'll grow. Once everybody grabs a hold of it, I'm not worried about a thing. I'm right in the middle of what God wants to have happen. Amen. I mean, these churches don't even give altar calls anymore. So This is huge today still. But I'm just letting you know, our house must be the thing that lights up our neighborhood. Can you say amen? And this is a great time to bring in the harvest of souls because people are afraid. You know, they don't know what's going on. And if all you do is you get the mainstream mockingbird propaganda media, you know, people live in fear. I don't want to go there. It's a public gathering. I might get infected with the coronavirus or whatever. This is the safest place in the whole of the planet.
Amen.
Are you with me? So, and you can tell people that. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So come on. I want all the HOJ and two RCs, wave at me right now. Wave at me. Say, we grab a hold of this pastor. Wave at me. Come on, wave at me. Wave at me. Wave at me. Come on. Every house, bring in the harvest. Every house, bring in the harvest. Lord, multiply them and give them favor with their neighbors everywhere they go. Amen. Bless you. Is there anybody else? We're going to pray. Praise God. Stretch your hand out towards these that have come as we pray together. I want you to look at me right now. One prayer fits all. If you come for the first time, or you've come to recommit your life, or you come to make sure. If you mean business with God, God means business with you. So we're going to pray. Just close your eyes, raise your right hand to heaven. That's where your help comes from. And pray this together with me right now. Say, Father, I come to you. In the precious name of your Son, Jesus. Lord, you said in your word, if I confess with my mouth, Jesus is my Lord and my Savior, come into my heart right now, that I'll be saved. So I do that now. Jesus, you are my Lord and my Savior. Take full control of my life. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for shedding your blood for me. Thank you that on the third day you rose for me. And thank you that you're coming back again for me. From this day on, I'll never be the same again. I confess Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. He is my Lord and my Savior. And right now, by faith in the finished work of the cross and by the shed blood of Jesus, I am saved. Thank you, Lord, for saving me now. Now lift both hands and just begin to thank him. Father, I pray that you would seal them now. By your blood and by your spirit, that on that day, not one would be missing. Raise them up to be mighty men and women of God and use them to impact this generation, we pray. In Jesus' name. In my spirit, as I'm praying here, the Lord said to me that there's several people that when you heard Pastor Tony's testimony, you were just in the same place. But God says, if you will humble yourself and from this day will submit to him, that one day your testimony shall be heard around the world. Your testimony will be heard around the world. And Father, I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
This program has been brought to you by the friends and partners of Revival Ministries International in Tampa, Florida. For more information on the ministry of Drs. Rodney and Adonica Howard Brown, or for additional resources, visit revival.com.